There is beauty in pain. For years, I have held on to things that hurt, from things in my past, things that I can't fix. There were times where I wanted to end it all when I was younger. There were times when I didn't have hope for a future. Of course, during these times, I didn't know who God was. I imagined him as an old man somewhere in a cloud. Someone harsh, someone who was unforgiving to things that were human. I mean, let's get real. We are flawed. And sometimes when we hurt, we do things to hurt ourselves even more. We keep things to ourselves. We don't let our feelings be known for one reason or another. These hurts fester and grow until you have trouble feeling anything at all. So that type of feeling scares me. It scares me because then there's no hope, especially with no connection to God. But as I got older and survived my teens and 20s, after being afraid to look back at the past, I realized that the only person that I was hurting was myself. So it was time for a change. And thankfully, along the way, I found my place in God's life. Life, his being, rather. He is beyond living. He just is. And when I realized that I am chosen by him to even be here in the first place, it was an incredible blessing to realize that I was loved. And that love sustained me and carried me through many years of being alone, of being sad and sheltered, of holding in what I felt to be strong for others. It got me through it all. And it even let me know when I wouldn't be alone anymore. So that was good. But then sometimes you still look back and wonder why you had to go through all that pain. Why did you have to feel so alone? Why did you have to feel so unloved? And the truth may never materialize for you. You may never find the answers that you seek. You don't know why someone treated you bad 20 years ago. You don't know why someone just seemed to lash out at everyone around them. But you know how it made you feel, and you know that you tucked it away. So when is it that you let go? Because you're only hurting yourself. And when you let go, you allow God to take that pain and turn it into something more. You can see hurt in other people. You can feel when they are feeling like you did. You know how it is to hurt and not know where to turn. these are gifts hidden behind pain. You understand. And that may be why you're called to help others. That may be the reason why God has lifted you up. The secret is to look for Him. One of the things that attracted me to God when I was looking for reasons was the fact that He does understand what we go through, and He understands human emotions and the pain that our heart holds. He is not oblivious. He came down from heaven, lived among us, understood the hurt of losing a friend, a parent. He understood the pain of being cast out. He understands what we go through, because through Jesus, He felt it. It was something that He decided to do. So anything I go through, I know that God understands. And being understood is one of those things that I never really had in, you know, this earthly place that we are in, this human place. I'm easily misunderstood, even by those closest around me. Some people insist on calling me naive because I have incredible faith that God places my steps. Some people think I'm weak because I cry when I'm angry or sad. But I know better than that. My tears are prayers. My life is a prayer. And the only person, the only being that understands me to the core is my God. And I can't expect anyone else to, because He made me perfectly the way that I am. And He never gave me more than I can handle. And He assured me that I didn't have to handle it all by myself. God was always with me, as He is with you. And whatever pain that you harbor, whatever hurts that you've endured, those are your strengths now if you let God lead you. Those are the things that make you understand other people's pain. The people that may not have found God, who may not be searching for God because they don't believe in God. And maybe through what you've gone through, you can understand how that feels. How it feels to be cast aside from everyone in life. To be misunderstood to the point that it's hard to go on. But then you understand God, who loves you just the way you are, who meets you where you are, who will happily bless you if you look to Him. And I'm just sitting here thinking about how wonderful God has been to me. Where even when I didn't believe that He loved me, there He was, waiting to bless me, waiting. And I'm so glad that after years of being alone, I found Him and I loved Him. And I opened my heart to accept His blessings. Perhaps if you're going through something hard, you can think about that. And just let God. Let Him lead. Let Him take care of you. Let Him surprise you with how He has worked throughout your life to bless you. How He's prepared things for you, put things in motion for you that you probably didn't know were there until you opened your heart. I hope this means something to someone, because it certainly meant a lot to me when I realized that no matter what I go through, I am never alone. And when I trust in God, I am stronger in my weakness. Be blessed. Hello everyone. Here is an invitation to listen to my newest release on Spotify. It's called Prayer of Desperation. We all feel it sometimes. So just look up my name, Lara, L-H-A-R-A, and I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, be blessed. Hello everyone. I wanted to personally invite you to listen to my singles that are newly released on Spotify. Hidden Blessings, Silent Longing, and Following Your Light can be found if you search my name, Lara. That's L-H-A-R-A. You'll be able to listen to these songs that I've written, and hopefully you'll enjoy them. They each have a message. My songs are my prayers. Thank you, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.